Patient's name, first name is Steven, S as in Santi, as in Tom, E, V as in Victoria, E and as in Nancy, middle initial J. Last name Tyler, T as in Tom, Y-L-E-R. ID number is 15312. Date of birth is August the 5th, 1954. This is an office, this is slash a follow-up note. And also a letter to Frank, S as in Freddy, R-A, N as in N-C-K, mid initial R, last name Fusco, S as in Freddy, U, S as in Sam, C-O-M-D, carbon copies to Mark, M-A-R-K, last name Oliver, O-L-I, V as Victoria, E-R-N-D, and also Jack, J-A-C-K, last name Polk, P as in Paul, A-U-L-K-M-D. As far as dear Dr. Fusco, I thought you would appreciate it out there regarding Mr. Tyler, for your next instructor saying, unless Mr. Tyler returns in follow-up regarding prior findings of secondary erythrocytosis. For your next paragraph, Mr. Tyler continues to do very well and offers no complaints or worsening symptoms. For your, he didn't have any sickness. For your, the patient is no longer on testosterone injections and continues to be very compliant with C-PSimple, A-PSimple, oxygen therapy at night in light of obstructive sleep apnea, period. Next paragraph, otherwise common, the rest of the 14 systems reviews non-contributory, period. Next paragraph, medications, Ambien and baby aspirin, period. Dosages and frequencies are noted in the chart, period. Next paragraph, physical examination, next general, obese male, period. He appears well, period. Next vital signs, blood pressure 110 over 60, pulse 78, respiration 16, temperature 98.4, weight 252. Chest, no lungs to percussion period, next lungs clear to auscultation period, next abdomen obese period, bowel sensor no active period, it is soft, coma depressible and non-tender period, the liver and spleen are not palpable. The next extremities, there's no edema or cyanosis period. Next paragraph. Laboratory number one, CBC slash differential, again, is completely normal. With a hemoglobin of 15.0, hematocrit of 43.3%, MCV of 88.9, period. A comprehensive metabolic panel is also fairly normal, except for a serum creatinine in 1.42 and an estimated EFR of 54 mL/min, period. LDH is normal with a value of 214, period. Nephrographic pressure, number one, resolved secondary erythrocytosis after discontinuation of testosterone supplementation and now treatment for obstructive sleep apnea, period. I am happy to see the patient not needing any phlebotomies or other interventions since early April of last year, period. As far as our recommendations, number one, CBC slash differential, coma comprehensive metabolic panel and LDH 1 week before return, period. Next number, I will assess Mr. Tyler in four months with the above results, period. If we continue to see normal findings and compliance to the above therapy, further surveillance will no longer be necessary. Brianna Strada, respectfully, Ricardo Jake, Intervention SMD.